I'm going to be singing the song of goodness of God.
Sing along if you know it.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good.
So faithful. Yes. And if we were home, I'd say, Alan, would you sing that one more time? I'd say, all right. Hallelujah. But Lord, we do thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for that life that we have in Christ Jesus. Resurrection life and power. That same life that brought you up from the grave is that same life now dwelling inside of us. And it's that same life that enables us to live overcoming lives, victorious lives. Hallelujah. As we rejoice in the God of our salvation. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you. Father, again, I ask for your blessing on each one here. Lord, that you would meet each and every need. Father, whatever the need, Lord, be it a need for healing, whether direction, guidance, provision. Lord, that you would just meet every need in a very personal way. And Father, as we look at your word together now, we just ask for broken bread, Lord, that which we can partake of. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The faithfulness of God. It was in 1981. You know, just recently I stopped to count how many years back that was. Can you believe it's been a little over 40 years? Hard to believe. Where does the time go? But the Lord called me to support, I realized, not just a person, not just to support my dad, but to support a vision, which had to do with the preparation of a people for the end time purposes of the Lord. And that vision burns deep in my heart today. As I made myself available just to be a support, to serve wherever I was needed or to do whatever needed to be done, it resulted in me serving in a variety of locations. But it became life-changing for me. And as I was willing to just say one yes at a time, that's all God asks for. Just that which he puts at your feet today. Yes, Lord. One yes at a time has really led to us being here today. Took us 40 years to get here, but here we are. Hallelujah. But one yes at a time. And I'm just so thankful for the faithfulness of God and for the goodness of God. I recently, with the help of my husband, we made a short video for a reunion that was taking place, which was speaking into the original vision of the ministry. And as I thought about the core teachings that we have been blessed with through the years, I realized that the same teachings that sow into the vision that God entrusted us with are the same teachings that absolutely changed my life over the course of time and that are embedded deep in my heart today. And themes that have been reoccurring in our ministry going way back even before me, but themes have been intimacy of relationship. I was told once that that was a message that I was always speak no matter where I went, and it's true. That intimacy of relationship, we never outgrow that. Relationship is forever growing. A relationship is alive, it's vibrant. But the recognition of and the appreciation of the presence of the Lord. And I could tell you some stories, I'm not going to take the time, but where there was a presencing of God that if I would not have discerned it, I would have missed what God was about to do. But that sensitivity to the presence of the Lord, recognizing it, appreciating it, inviting the Lord to come, asking the Lord to come. We know He's omnipresent, but He's promised His manifest presence to those who love Him, which is that sense of His presence, that awareness of His presence. But having the recognition of His presence and having a receptive spirit. A lot of times when we pray or we're spending time with the Lord, we're well exercised in petitional prayer. But to learn to just become open, to become like a sponge so that we can receive, so that the Lord is able to minister to us, where we learn to hear and to be able to receive. Paul said, we have received the Spirit which is of God, that we can know those things that are freely given to us of God. But it requires a receptivity of spirit, that cultivation of a receptive heart, a receptive spirit, and the understanding of impartation, again, being able to receive, just to open up and to be able to receive, as I'm also learning how to hear, and I'm learning how to obey. These are hitting on some of my favorite subjects and testimonies. But living a Spirit-led life, learning the gentle nudges of the Holy Spirit, learning the checks of the Holy Spirit, where we know where there's just that sense of the Lord's pleasure, or no, something's not quite right. But a Spirit-led life, an overcoming life, a life of integrity, a life of compassion, a life that values the Lord's blessing, His favor, His love. I wouldn't want one day without a sense of His blessing. Or I value the blessing of God. I wouldn't want to be in today's world without that sense of His blessing, His favor, His love. He agapes the whole world, but there's that personal love. Another dimension of His love, where He loves those who love Him. A life lived as a witness, a life lived as a testimony, where I am being or coming a witness unto Him. As I become, there will come a doing, but trying to do without becoming first doesn't have the same effect. But that understanding that you are to be a witness unto me, that verb is an action verb, it's an ongoing verb, it's that you are to be or become a witness unto me, where, everywhere, every situation, every circumstance, everywhere. Also, the understanding of a life that values relationships. So learn how to forgive. Love mercy. Do justly. Walk humbly. A life that is joined together with others all through the ages. The Lord just really blessed me to see that one time. It was like a triumphant march of people all through the ages who had lived victorious lives. And then I could see where we were stepping into that procession and our generation and our time frame, just joining in with this triumphant army of people who have loved the Lord and who have entrusted their lives to Him, who we're now privileged to join in with. In our teachings, and I'm sure that there's more veins of teachings as well, but those are the ones that came to mind as I was thinking about teachings that changed my life, which also sow into the vision that the Lord gave us of people being prepared for His end time glory. Simple truths, but life-changing truths as we begin to apply them to our life experiences. There's a lot of emphasis in our sharing on the individual and on each individual's walk with the Lord. each one of us, if we have dedicated our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, well, then we're all enrolled in what we call the school of the Spirit, where there's the classroom is our life experiences as we apply the Word of God to our lives and we seek His heart and we begin to walk it out. But though we put a strong emphasis on the individual and each person's individual walk with the Lord, we always are conscious of the fact that we're part of a corporate body. Our relationships are very, very important because relationships are part of God's plan. And it's together that our calls will be fulfilled and His purposes will be fulfilled. None of us singularly alone can fulfill the fullness of God's desire because He's bringing a many-membered body together. And in each of our lives, there's relationships that He has blessed us with. And as we learn to value our relationships and to move in harmony with each other, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, but it's the Christ in us, a yet greater glory, as a many-membered body are coming together under His headship and learning to move with Him and becoming an expression of Him in the earth today. So my desire as we come together and my prayer as I have been praying for you, I pray for those who are going to come for the Lord's touch. But my desire and my prayer has been that you would be encouraged in your own walk and in your own relationship with the Lord. That you would be encouraged in your times apart with the Lord. A devotional life is something you will always have to contend for. That you will recognize in greater ways His working within your heart and within your life, that you'll begin to see in a greater way, not just circumstances, but Christ in you, working in you. Romans 8, I love that passage of Scripture where it talks about all things working together for good, for those who love Him. That promise begins with the word "and," which means it connects to the verse before it. And if you look at the verse before it, it's talking about the intercession of the Holy Spirit for you and for me. And sometimes when I'm going through something, I like to stop and think about that. That the Holy Spirit is interceding for me, that Christ is interceding for me, and we know that all things work together for good. What is that good? If you look at the next verse, verse 29, that we would be conformed into His image and His likeness. Because He's the firstborn of many brethren. And the Lord is looking for a harvest that resembles His Son. Hallelujah. So that is my desire as we come together, that you would just be encouraged in your own walk and in your own relationship with the Lord, with your own times apart with Him, that you would recognize in greater ways His working within your heart and within your life, and that you would be encouraged in that which God has done, that which God is doing, and that which God would yet do. Today is the day that we have to make choices. And there is a preparation that's taking place in each of our lives as we're willing to submit our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, as we're willing to trust Him, as we're willing to seek His heart, as we're willing to seek His thoughts, as we're willing to learn His ways. There's a preparation taking place within our lives. And just as there were five wise virgins with their lamps lit and they had oil in their lamps, they were ready at the time of the bridegroom's appearing. May we yield to the preparation of the Lord within our lives, and may we be found ready, watching, waiting, prepared, rejoicing when the Lord comes, that Christ might be seen and glorified in and through our lives, that we might be partakers together with Him and that which He is yet doing today. We are living in turbulent times. There's never been so much instability, I think, within society and within the nations. Our own personal relationship with the Lord is essential that it be built on a solid foundation so that God can not only use us in the situations we may find ourselves in, even in our country, but so that we will be able to stand. Corrie Ten Boom, are you familiar with who she is? The Lord used her in a powerful way. What was happening in her country at that time, she had a solid foundation in her walk. And she was a shining light. She was a testimony. It wasn't always easy, but she left not embittered, but with a powerful testimony of the faithfulness of God, the goodness of God, the love of God that impacted other people about her and in her latter years around the world. I think of Rhys Howes. Are you familiar with who he is? Shaping history through prayer. A major impact in World War II, where there came an intervention of God. Why? Because a group of intercessors had formed a relationship with each other. They had learned how to flow together in the Spirit together. And they were able to move and they were able to wait as the Holy Spirit led them. And they had come into a place of hearing and being able to pray and believe. And they made a difference in the time that they lived in. John G. Lake, are you familiar with him? Mm-hmm. I love talking to you guys because you know who I'm talking about. I have to tell the stories. But he lived during a plague. It wasn't COVID, but it was a plague. But the Lord moved through him powerfully. Another set of circumstances, something different happening in history during that time. But yet he had a foundation in his life. He was able to stand. God was able to use him in the setting he found himself in as a witness and as a testimony. And there were many, many others. I love Martha Wing Robinson. You may not be as familiar with her, Radiant Glory. But she lived at a time when there was a tremendous fire that took place in the city where she lived. And as the flames were coming across the city, she had left work early and she went to her room looking to see what she wanted to salvage. She said the only thing she saw that mattered was her Bible. And as she took her Bible, she just heard very quietly in her spirit, "Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Mm-hmm. And at that moment, she knew God's will. She rebuked the flames, and it's documented that at that time, the wind shifted, and the flames went the other direction. The city was spared. Instead, it went towards the river. someone else living at a different time, different things happening, but a foundation in their life where they had come to, they could stand. They weren't shaken by the things going on around them. They had a solid foundation, firmly established in their own personal relationship with the Lord, firmly established in their own prayer life, but they knew how to hear as well as how to pray. And God was able to use them in the settings they found them. Those are all different circumstances, but God was able to use each one in that place they found themselves in during their lifetime. I believe that as we take care to establish our own relationship with the Lord and build a solid foundation, that come what may, we're not shaken. We see God. He reigns. He rules. He has a plan. He has a purpose. We looked at the end of the book. He wins. There's a triumphant people who join him in that victory. But as we find ourselves in these circumstances along the way, how would God use us in our lifetimes? What situations might we find ourselves in? Are we prepared to stand? And as we are being a witness, we've become that witness unto him, a people who are trusting him, a people who love him, a people who are committed, that God might not only enable us to stand, but perhaps affect the people round about us, as he also joins us together in that which he is doing, that we can be partakers together with him. I have an expectation of yet a move of God.
Amen.
That's going to happen.
Amen.
There's two calls. There's an upward call in the body of Christ. That's what I've been speaking into. An intimacy of relationship that ever grows, that we might be firmly established in our relationship with him. But there's also a horizontal call where there's a people yet being called into the church. The Lord's not willing, it's not his desire. He takes no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. But his will is that everyone would have opportunity to make that choice, that they might have everlasting life. And as we're brought up into the purposes of God, I believe he's called us to be partakers together with him, carriers of his presence, light shining in darkness, faith bringing hope where there is no hope, life where there is no life, direction where maybe people are floundering. But he's called us to be partakers together with him, that we might be a part of that ingathering of the people, yet to be brought in to the body of Christ. Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27, and you're familiar with this parable. It's the parable of the man who built his house upon the rock and the man who built his house upon the sand. And we know that for the one who built his house upon the sand, when the winds came, the storms came, his house fell. But for the man who built his house upon the rock, same storm, the same winds, but the house stood. I believe that's that place that God is calling us as a body of believers today. That as that wise man, our house would be firmly established on the rock. That we would allow the Lord to work within us. If there's any area that the Lord would desire to touch. You know, in all of us, God is working. It's just some people know it and some people don't. Hattie Hammond, she used to say, none of us are perfect. If we were, we wouldn't still be here. God would have taken us home. So if there's areas where God is working, where he's bringing forth gold, there's a refining, there's a working taking place, may we recognize it. May we yield to him. May we be encouraged that he is working. My dad used to say, I would be concerned if God wasn't dealing with me.
Yes.
He was never discouraged that God was. He'd be worried if God wasn't. He would wonder what was wrong that he wasn't in touch. But may we be recognize the hand of God, and may we be encouraged with his workings within our lives as we yield to him. I think of the parable of the sower in Matthew 13. And it speaks of different types of soil, the wayside, the stony ground, the thorny ground. But even in the good soil, there was gradations of growth, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. And then Paul said, not as though I had already been made perfect, but I'm pressing toward that mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. 30-fold, we don't want to just be victorious now and again. 60-fold, well, we're making progress. Half the time now, I'm victorious. A little more than half the time. But we're pressing toward that mark that, you know, Paul said, as many as would be mature, as many as would be perfect, have this mindset in you, have this poise of spirit in you, that we might press forward into that hundredfold, to that full commitment, that full desire, that full surrender to the Lord, that he might continue to work in us until that day he takes us home, that we might apprehend that for which we've been apprehended, that we might win Christ and be found in him. I know of no greater joy. As I think about my life, 41 years since I said, yes, Lord, I'm going to support a person. The Lord says, no, you're going to support a vision. And then that vision began to work inside of me, changing my life. Then I realized the preparation of a people was just these truths that we, for some, we almost take them for granted. And for others, they're saying, you know, I haven't heard this before, about this intimacy of relationship, this learning to be led and allowing the working of God within. A lot of the church activity is focused on doing good things, but it's all out there instead of in here. And that God wants to work here so he can do even greater things out there. Hallelujah. But simple truths and intimacy of relationship, a relationship with the Lord that's governed by love, not legalism, not, but a love relationship. There's certain things I just don't want to do because I love the Lord. I value his presence. I value his anointing, his blessing. I'm choosing him. I'm choosing his way. Why? Because I love him. But then I begin to be transformed, where it becomes no longer just my choice, but my nature. As he is, so we are to be in this world. And I'm being changed to become like him. What a calling! What a calling to get rid of these Adamic natures, these things that didn't cause us any joy anyhow, and to have this new life in Christ Jesus. Wow! I didn't realize when I was called to support a vision, what that vision was going to do in me and how it was going to change my life. But I'm not the same person I was yesterday. Neither am I fully who I'm going to be tomorrow, but I'm on my way.
Yeah.
One yes at a time, as the Lord continues to pour His grace on my life. I can think of no greater joy than serving the Lord and yielding to His working within our hearts and within His lives. I die to something. I know there's a resurrection coming. Woof! And I tell you, there's nothing that I haven't given up that I did end up with something 10 times better. I can remember my dad saying he's so thankful for all the prayers God didn't answer. He learned to be thankful when he saw what God actually had in mind. Abba, Father, Lord, we trust you.
Amen.
We trust you. We trust your working, your plan, your purpose, your love. We trust you, Lord. And we thank you for the time and the day that you've privileged us to live in. May we be a light. May we be a testimony. May we be carriers of your presence. May we be a place marked by your presence. May our lives glorify you as you're seen and glorified in us. We thank you for your love. And Lord, I thank you for your love over each one here today. Each one, Lord, your plan, your purpose, your calling. I just sense your love so strongly. Lord, I ask that each one would be strengthened in their walk, encouraged in your working, that hope would arise, and yet greater victories ahead as you continue to work and to bless each one. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Just bless each one, I pray. Lord, I just feel your presence. So we're just going to pause. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Just speak a releasing of blessing, a releasing of your love. We thank you, Lord. We just thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.